Over the past few months, I have become more deeply aware of what I might refer to as one of my long-term habits of mind, or what I might call my greatest hits in terms of the habitual thinking. And in this case, it's not so much thinking specific thoughts as it is a long entrenched pattern. And I'm not sure exactly how to say this, so I don't know if this will sound strange at all. But the best way I can refer to this is as it is what it looks like and feels like is that I'm having a conversation with myself. Now, clearly, I'm not doing that out loud. I recognize that almost in all cases, what is happening is that I am thinking something about someone in my life, and it's someone that I might know very well. It may be someone that I've just met, or anywhere in between. But essentially, what's happening is if I am feeling some kind of emotion and thinking thoughts that result from that in regards to someone, or it could be a group of people specifically, that what I will tend to do unless I am really paying attention is that it is sort of a way of processing what it is that I'm thinking about, what I'm feeling about one person or a group of people. And so I like to refer to that as a conversation with myself, because the more I have paid attention to this, that's really exactly what it feels like. In other words, I am trying to convey something to someone, and I realize on a rational level, I know that I'm not communicating with them. There must be some reason why I am not communicating with them and really giving them an opportunity to have their part in this, you know, in an actual conversation versus a conversation that I am just having in my head. I don't know for sure why this occurs, and I don't know why it's been a habit for me. The only thing that I can think of is that if I somehow believe at a deeper level that this somehow resolves things that I am struggling with in some way, or that I'm uncomfortable with, or that I'm feeling some kind of emotion around something that has happened with someone or with some people. One thing I know for sure is I can spend the rest of my life speculating about why it occurs, why it happens, and whether or not it really helps. And it has become clear to me that it is, and there again, I don't want to be hard on myself, and I don't want to be judgmental or be harsh with myself in any way, but for the most part, what I find is while these conversations can happen just automatically, in other words, I just suddenly find myself going over in my head what I want to say to someone or what I would say to them if I had the opportunity to do it. And many times in my life, I will have conversations with people, and I know that there are certain things I want to convey. But if I just have these conversations in my head, what I have found is that they're essentially pointless. I don't know that I get anything out of this at all. And maybe I do, and I just don't realize it. But what I do find is, even though I know that there's no way for me to rationally know whether this is beneficial in some way, whether this does me some kind of good, I just have no idea. But what I do know for sure, and this is ultimately the lens in which I look at this through, is whenever I am having these conversations with other people in my head, I am not here in the present moment. I am not aware of what's going on right in front of me, what's going on right around me. There's no way I can really be present for myself or for other people if I am off somewhere else, lost in my head, processing and just, you know, essentially just, you know, rehashing whatever it is that I feel like I need to say to someone or let them know how I feel about something. And maybe it's all, you know, and it, for as far as I know, it might be a rehearsal. It may be a way of preparing myself to have a conversation. And Not that there's anything wrong with it necessarily, other than the fact that I am not here and I can't be any good for myself or for others. I can't really do the best work that I'm capable of doing. I really can't discharge my responsibilities or be here for people or even be accountable when I am finding myself indulging in these conversations with myself in my head. And I don't know if I will ever be able to, I don't know that I will necessarily ever be able to stop myself from doing this. One of my teachers, one of my dear teachers who taught me many years ago, when speaking about things that we engage in, or whether they're, you know, long-term habits or just what we're finding ourselves doing, you know, habitually or in response to what's going on around us, things that I want to try to self-improve, so to speak. I want to try to brute force and stop doing this. And it would be very easy and very tempting for me to want to do this in this particular case. But what she said to me was that trying to overcome my conditioning is ultimately conditioning too. In other words, I have this conditioned pattern of behavior of wanting to optimize my experience or optimize my behavior or optimize my results and put a stop to things that I just don't want to deal with any further. And it doesn't have to be that way. And that's really where I'm finding some middle ground, that what I do want to do is not fight with myself or push myself to just stop doing something. Now, clearly, if I'm harming myself or others, you know, yes, that's a different situation. But in this case, all I am really doing is robbing myself of these present moments that I can be here and be mindful of what it is that I am, where I'm finding myself and how I'm finding myself. And I can't ultimately practice paying attention to my thoughts. I've noticed that as well, that even if, you know, after over 30 years of practicing mindfulness and just returning back to witnessing what's going on in my head, that I can't do that even if I am busy having conversations with people in my head about things that I somehow think that I need to express or to convey. I have no alternatives for this. I have nothing figured out. I don't know if I ever will or not. The only thing I know for sure, and this is what I ultimately feel is most important to share, is when in the absence of knowing what I can do about this, you know, how to stop it, because I'm not really invested in doing that. What I am invested in doing is just paying attention to the thinking. And I found myself, you know, over the past few weeks in the midst of one of these conversations with other people in my head or rehearsing some kind of conversation, trying things out, so to speak, or just basically reacting to something that upset me or disappointed me or hurt my feelings in some way. And I just found myself just looped in these thoughts that were essentially expressing themselves in some form of conversation and what I would say to someone if I had the opportunity to. But at the end of the day, I know that all I really want to do is, because trying to think about how to overcome this and how to stop this and how to overcome my own conditioning, just like my teacher mentioned, because ultimately that's conditioning as well. In other words, I can get locked into these beliefs that I can change my conditioning. I can act or respond in a different way when I only can be who I am, how I am in any situation, and take responsibility for it. Clearly, I want to be accountable to other people, but the best chance I have for doing that is to be here now, to actually be present, to pay attention to what's going on in my head, and to keep returning back here to center, so to speak, and witnessing it and putting me in the best possible position for not saying something to someone or doing something to someone that I later will regret. Because if I'm here, there's a much greater likelihood that I can cope more effectively. There's a much greater likelihood that I can meet whatever I find in these present moments, what's right in front of me and around me, with a little more equanimity, with a little more, hopefully a little more grace, and with humility. And the only way I can do that is to continue to pay attention to the one thing that does ultimately make me or break me emotionally. And from the standpoint of being able to cope in the most effective way, is to witness and pay attention to these thoughts and just simply be aware of them. And whatever happens from there, many times I find, I hesitate to use the word magic, but it sometimes is very serendipitous. Things just happen. There's this coping that occurs that I couldn't orchestrate it if I wanted to. It just simply happens. And it's a matter of trusting. I want to take responsibility. I'm not using this as a way to avoid responsibilities or advocating that anyone do that. But it's really, to me, if it is magic, it is ultimately the magic that happens when I am here, when I am present, and when I am paying attention to these thoughts and being aware of them without judging them, without trying to stop having them, without emotionally beating myself up for having them, and recognizing when I'm busy believing them. Because I know, is in the one mantra that I love to share, is I don't have to believe everything that I'm thinking about what I'm feeling. And in this case, this is just another one of these examples about how that can be incredibly beneficial. And hopefully, if it's time for me to have a conversation with someone, I can at least give them the benefit of being able to actually have that conversation with me instead of me doing it in my own head.